All right, Bryant Park Project listeners, are you ready? Are you set? Let's ramble. Stroll through the news you can't really use, but boy, it's interesting. Want to continue the marathon talk for just a minute. I don't know if you knew this or not, but Katie Holmes ran the marathon. Mrs. Tom Cruise took part yesterday. She clocked in a time of 5 hours, 29 minutes, and 58 seconds. And no, she did not keep running to freedom. No, that's so mean.
There are so many people in that thing when you watch it. I was Lance Armstrong was running it. And I was like, I want to see Lance Armstrong. But, I mean, it's thousands. She could have slipped away unnoticed.
Yes.
She missed her chance.
She registered for the race under a pseudonym so as not to attract attention. She ran as L. Ron Hubbard. I made that up.
That was really good. You've been in Los Angeles. You've been soaking in the whole Scientological experience. Speaking of names and changing your name, the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Business will henceforth be known as, drumroll please, University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Business. A few years ago, the school's administrators went searching around for a donor who would give them $50 million to put their name on the school. This happens a lot, stadiums and buildings and stuff. Nobody was interested, not Warren Buffett, not Brittany. In fact, nobody wanted to take this deal of $50 million. Well, now a group of alumni has successfully pooled their money, and with $85 million, they have now gotten the university to agree to let the business school just be itself for the next 20 years.
That's classy.
That is, I mean, I want to go to that business school because that is a deft little piece of negotiating. In fact, I'm going to announce right now that if you pay me $10 million, I will keep calling myself Luke Burbank on this show.
It could work for you. Okay, who out there likes Burt's Bees? You know, the lip balm and the hand cream and everything. How about now? Who likes Burt's Bees now that it's been bought by Clorox?
Hey.
Yeah, Clorox paid $925 million just to own the company that is known for its environmental and its earth conscious. You know, just slap some bleach on your lips and it'll all be good. Burt's Bees, by the way, really started by a guy named Burt. And he really did keep bees and he sold these beeswax candles. So I thought you should know that about your Burt's Bees.
Okay, so the thought is that London cab drivers are supposed to be some of the smartest people on earth because they can figure out this, you know, incredibly complicated warrens of streets. I think that they may be getting a run for their money from the Costa Rican mail delivery folks. That's because mailing addresses in Costa Rica apparently are not like ours. Ours is 11 West 42nd Street here in New York City. Well, in Costa Rica, if you want to mail something, the instructions go like this. It's 150 meters down from the gas station on the left. It's third floor above the toy store. It's like giving your friend directions. And as you might be able to imagine, this interpreting these addresses has been really hard for these mail people down there. It takes an average of 9 days to deliver a letter.
Oh my.
And 20% of the mail goes missing. But they have now decided to try to remedy this by introducing zip codes and street names and numbers. So they're going to try to see if they can make the mail delivery a little bit more efficient. The government says it's going to take two years to do the whole job. That's what the LA Times says.
And that does it for this edition of The Ramble.